I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Despite being quite slimy and smelling a lot like a fish made of pennies, seaweed is rising in the ranks of sustainable future food production. Scientists call it macroalgae, but foodies know it as nori, hikiji, wakame, and kombu. Whether it's a deep olive green, rich bourbon amber, or creamy butterscotch tan, kelp or seaweed is loaded with nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and protein. About 10 to 30% of its dry weight consists of protein. Kelp farms are springing up along shorelines around the world to harness this superfood. Over the last decade, seaweed production has doubled to a whopping 35 million tons a year. Seaweed grows fast. The blade or leafy part of kelp can grow up to a foot per day, and blades can reach up to 100 feet long. And unlike terrestrial crops, kelp farming does not need farmland, fertilizers, pesticides, or irrigation. These plants act as a valuable carbon sink. Kelp forests, or beds, filter and purify ocean water. Seaweed farming uses circular or closed-loop systems. Wastewater from food production facilities, for peeling, storing, marinating, or heat treating, is loaded with nutrients and is upcycled to nourish kelp crops. Besides adding kelp to your daily diet, consider converting food waste to compost to prevent climate catastrophes. And should you become addicted to seaweed, seek kelp. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.